Flipping that switch 5 years ago today caused one of the worst public health crises in American history. Contaminated, tainted water, corroded pipes, lead poisoning, deaths from Legionella. Harsh lessons about environmental racism, government negligence, arrogance, the consequences of cost-cutting and ignoring aging infrastructure. So let's talk about what the rest of the state can learn from what happened in Flint. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is with us. Lindsay, is it fair to say all Michigan cities have been impacted by Flint, whether they know it or not?
Absolutely, yes. Of course they have. The biggest change is that the state adopted the toughest rules on lead in drinking water in the country because of Flint.
They did. So where are we at from where we'd been before?
So it was a pretty broad change. It's hard to kind of underestimate the changes that are coming, and they're phased in over the next few years. So it'll take some time. But we lowered the action level, what's considered safe for lead in drinking water. They closed loopholes in water sampling. So you're testing better, you're testing more frequently, and you're testing specifically at the right homes with lead service lines. It also requires all lead lines to be replaced, even if a city doesn't exceed the action level. So even if your water is considered safe, over the next 20 years, cities are going to be required to replace these lines, and they have to replace the entire line. They used to be able to just do a partial replacement, and the homeowner was responsible for the part of the line that went through their property. The state has gone away with that, and that is something that's being challenged in court, but as of right now, there is a ban on partial replacements, which is great. And then the last change, which is really important for the public, is there's so much more required transparency. Cities must tell the state where lead lines are by next year, and they have to inform people living there in those homes within 30 days of locating a line. So you have to get a public notice to your address.
So as I think about what kind of protection this gives us, I'm wondering, would all of these, with this tougher standard and all of these reforms, would that get officials to move more quickly than they did in 2014 when people in Flint were turning up to city meetings with those bottles and jugs of discolored water?
Well, I think there's two important things to say about that. I mean, one, the city and the state did not follow the existing lead and copper rules. So, I mean, it's hard, you know.
That was a mindset issue.
Not only that, but they literally, they got in trouble for not following the existing mm-hmm. rules. The other thing that adds as part of this new law, the changes in the new law, with this more transparency issue, is there are going to be requirements for setting up councils for bigger water systems so that if there are issues, there is a place, a platform for the public to deliver those kinds of complaints to a body that's sole purpose is to listening to those mm-hmm. complaints. So I think that'll be a big deal if problems ever arise in a given water system.
And certainly, you know, we know, as you indicate, very clear that Flint did not corner the market on lead pipes and service lines. So we've seen changes, we've seen reforms, but you mentioned there's some objections. We've got some governmental units objecting?
Yeah, there is a lawsuit that's been filed in the Court of Claims of the City of Detroit's Water and Sewer Department, the Great Lakes Water Authority, the City of Livonia, and the Oakland County Water Resources Commissioner. They are suing the state over the new regulations. The specific rift seems to be about money, of course, and who is responsible for replacing the full line, because there has been some previous decisions that make it so that municipalities aren't responsible for upkeep on private property. So if they are replacing the full line, including somebody else's, you know, property, that part of their lead service line or galvanized pipe, those cities argue that that's something that another court case has obligated them not to be able to spend public resources on private property.
What about our schools? Remind us what happened in Detroit last August.
Yeah, so last August, Detroit came up with some lead in water samples that were a little alarming, to say the least. And they shut off all of their drinking fountains and set up these water filtration systems. Schools are not required to test for lead in water. So there's no real regulation that's pushing that. That was not something in the new law. But it is something I would certainly say in the state of Michigan, many schools have done without regulations. Some have paid up from it you know, out of their own pocket. The state has made available some grants to do schools testing. Governor Whitmer would like to spend, I think it was $60 million, a budget line item in her proposed budget, that would provide these filtration systems to schools so that, in a way, it's a cheaper solution, although a temporary solution, than if you have problems with PFAS or lead service lines. Just for kids especially, there's a sensitivity around their health.
I think anyone who's paid the slightest bit of attention to this whole Flint saga has to wonder, should I worry about what's in my tap water? So what are things we can do for ourselves? Let's start with, how do I know if I have a lead service line?
Well, that is the most important thing you can do. Go to your basement, if you have one. Figure out where your water comes into your home. NPR made an amazing app to try to help people figure out what is buried underneath your in your house, what's coming into your house. So there's an easy way to kind of look if you can access it. You can also contact your municipality. Some municipalities have those records. Some of them are really good about it. Others are not. And at the very least, you can start to be the squeaky wheel that gets them out to maybe figure it out. But besides that, I think anybody and everybody who has a lead service line or galvanized line should get a filter. If you can afford it, get one. A faucet filter, certified, NSF certified, that's a great idea. If you can't afford it, the simplest thing you can do is flush your water after you've been gone or if you haven't run your water. So first thing in the morning, let your water run for 2 minutes. That just kind of flushes out a lot of that initial larger corroded lead that might come into your tap water from the lead service line overnight, or if you've been at work all day, or if you have a cottage up north. Flush that water before you take that first drink out of the tap. That's the best thing you can do.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.